Shares. Market.
The S&P.
The ASX.
Stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks version. That's right, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me as always is Anirban Mahanty. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Mate, we have plenty of great feedback on our Money Hacks episodes so far, and we're going to do one that's really at the heart of what it means to be financially successful, and that is to get started investing. In theory, most of our listeners hopefully are at a point in their lives where they want to take control of their financial futures. Saving money is great. Spending a little bit less on mortgages or paying down credit cards is really important and probably the first couple of steps. Once that's out of the way, how do we get started investing? That's going to be the topic of this week's Money Hacks. Mate, three quick key points. The first is...
First, the most important thing is to actually have money to invest.
Which sounds logical, but it's kind of one of those things. There's no point doing the other steps if you don't get this one right.
Yeah, so save some money regularly, put it away, and, you know, open a brokerage account.
Right. The best way to save that money, in our experience, is to use some sort of automatic payroll deduction or automatic account transfer from your savings account to a dedicated investment account. Too easy to say, oh, if there's money left over, I'll invest. Or when there's money there, I'll invest. Or I really have to get around to transferring that money. If your payroll allows it, if your HR manager or your boss allows you to do this, split your pay into a couple of separate accounts. Put X dollars a week, a month, a year, whatever you can afford, whatever your pay period is. If you can say it's $50 a fortnight, right? If you carve out $50 a fortnight and you can get the boss say, look, put the first $50 into this account, this investment savings account over here, and the rest in my regular account, guess what? A, you won't notice it missing, and B, you won't be tempted to spend it. So automate that transaction if you can. If you can't do that, get your bank to do the same thing. If you get paid every second Thursday, put an automatic transaction in for every second Friday, and get the $50 taken straight out. Same if you're paid monthly. Again, use that cycle. Take the money out before you notice it's there. You won't spend it. You won't miss it. And you'll start on the really, really profitable long-term journey of investing. Mate, number two, after we've saved the money, after it's in the account, say we've got about $1,000 there. Now what do we do?
Well, you know, you open a brokerage account, as I said. You do some research before that. You figure out which is the best place, who's going to give you the, you know, easy access to cash, easy transfers, save your money on the transactions. Mm-hmm. A platform that is easy to use, has, you know, maybe some research available to you. So you do some research and
use a friendly, fully featured, good value for money. How's that as a summary?
That sounds like a great summary.
If someone's listening to us now and they're saying, I've got my $1,000 in my savings account, I'm ready to buy my first shares, which brokerage would you suggest? Do you have one in mind?
So that depends really on who's your banking account with. Like, if you're banking, for example, with ANZ and you want to, you know, keep it simple, you could just basically open an account, trading account with ANZ. Mm-hmm. You could do the same thing with Combank.
Yep.
You could go to a third party. Like, if you wanted, you could go to somebody like Saxo Bank. There are lots and lots. You know, there's IG Market. There's lots and lots of choices. Mm-hmm. You know, each one has their own advantages. So I think you should pick one that you're comfortable with to get started.
Yep, I agree with that. If you're looking for one, if you don't want to make a hard decision, you want to hear it from us, what should I do? Open an account with CommSec. We have no relationship with CommSec, as we've said before. They're simply the biggest, in my experience, the most user-friendly. They're not the cheapest, but they're not so expensive that it's a problem. And if you're going to trade in frequently, then someone that has the largest market share, the most fully featured site, easiest to use in my experience, or at least equally easy. If you're looking for a simple answer, that's really not going to cost you anything. It's going to be reasonably free of hassle. CommSec is a good one to go with. Mate, as we wrap this up, the third tip for getting started investing. I've saved my money. I've opened my brokerage account. What do I do now?
Well, you buy your first stock.
Boom, boom. And I'm going to put you on the spot, mate.
Yeah.
If you are an average investor listening to us now, you're getting ready to get started, and you're saying, oh, so you hear talk about all these stocks on Motley Fool Money. Just tell me where to get started. Which stock should I buy first?
This is the hard one, right? So if you buy one stock and an individual company stock, that can go up and down. So actually, I'm going to make it really boring. Instead, the first stock that you should buy, if you're going to buy only one.
You won't just buy one, hopefully, but the very first one off the rank.
It's probably an exchange-traded fund, which is basically ETF. A basket of companies put together in as one ticker.
One transaction, and you get exposure to a whole heap of diversified stocks.
So, you know, for that, I was going to say that there's a ETF called the iShares Global 100 ETF that gives you basically exposure to 100 large, broad range of, you know, international, multinational companies.
access
to 100 of the largest global stocks in a single fund. It's not going to, you know, shoot the lights out. It's going to be kind of boring, but it's also not going to be, you know, super volatile.
So if I can have a partial interest in 100 of the world's biggest companies, that seems like a pretty good place to start my investing journey.
Yeah.
What's the code for that iShares ETF?
So the code is IOO.
IOO, that should be pretty straightforward.
Yeah, so which basically looks like 100.
Ah, I get it. IOO, the iShares Global 100. That's a really cool
iShares
idea.
Global 100 ETF. So I think, you know, the fees is a bit on the high side. It's 0.40%, but yeah, I think this is okay.
Good first start. Get diversified as quickly as you possibly can. We might add to this list next week, mate. We'll see how we go. But for IOO, a great place to start. I'll throw a different idea at you just for the sake of answering a question. I'm going to stay here at home. And if you want to get started by simply getting exposure to the Australian stock market, then VAS is the Vanguard ASX 300. I don't love the index necessarily, way too many banks and miners. But if you want to get exposure to and get the equal return of the ASX 300, close enough to the ASX 200 in terms of returns, then that is one great way to do it. So IOO for international exposure, VAS for Australian exposure.
And that is to the top 300, right?
ASX 300.
ASX 300.
That's it. Our three tips again to remind you. First, save your money. Put some money aside. Automate the sucker. Because trust me, when it comes down to doing it manually, you just won't get around to it too hard. Not enough money left. Automate it. Second, open a brokerage account. Find a simple, easy broker, maybe one you're already banking with, or CommSec if you need something different. And next, buy your first stock, the iShares Global 100, IOO, or the Vanguard ASX 300 ETF, VAS. That's it.
That's it.
Fool on.
Fool on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.